MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Permian Basin is the largest contributor to the U.S. oil production, accounting for nearly half the total production in both 2024 and 2025. But success comes at a price, and in the Permian's case, the price is huge amounts of wastewater, and the industry is running out of places to store it. The Texas Railroad Commission sent out notices to companies applying for licenses for wastewater disposal wells in the basin, stating there were ground pressure issues caused by wastewater disposal, so the number of new ones will be restricted. One possible solution is releasing the water after treating it into local rivers. A Bloomberg report cited regulatory filings concerning the issue of permits to energy companies to treat their wastewater and then release it into the Pecos River near New Mexico. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality said it is monitoring the water quality at four locations along the Pecos River and two locations in its Red Bluff Reservoir while considering the first of those permits. And more nuclear waste is being sent from a federal national lab in Washington State to the Underground Waste Isolation Pilot Plant Repository between Carlsbad and Hobbs. The U.S. Department of Energy said 130 large waste containers, about 19 feet tall and weigh about 50 tons, were recently exhumed from two underground storage sites at the federal Hanford site in the southern region of Washington. The report stated the containers were sent to an off-site location to be repackaged into smaller containers and shipped to southeast New Mexico for burial at WIPP. And expenses keep rising and the budget keeps expanding for the Lee County Event Center remodel project. The total adjustment amount so far has been about $1,085,000, which brings the current price tag to around $54 million. Officials say most of that increase is due to unforeseen structural problems uncovered during demolition. To help mitigate some of those budget increases, the contractor for the project has absorbed around $68,000 of the overage. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.